Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Living Your Best Life. I'm Coach Adam here, and today we're going to be discussing a little bit about the differences between training to gain muscle versus just training for pure strength. And yes, those are two very different things, all right? First, strength is the quality or state of being physically strong. And muscle mass is the amount of muscle in your body. So strength, how strong you are, size, how big the muscles are, right? It's pretty simple. Now, what muscle building aims to induce is hypertrophy. And hypertrophy is the growth of muscle tissue with the muscle gaining overall size. That's the main purpose of that. On the other hand, when we talk about strength training, that aims to increase the functional ability of the muscles. So being able to use your muscles properly and recruit different muscles, that's what training for strength will basically do. Now, what most people don't realize is that you can train for strength without gaining muscle mass. Okay, so for any ladies out there that are listening, it's completely okay and encouraged to pick up some weights for your next training session. All right, so let's go ahead and get into this, see what strength training is and what the difference is between size and strength training, and then how it's going to benefit you. First things first, what is strength training? Strength training is defined as resistance or weight training with the goal of increasing muscle strength, size, or endurance. All right, so today we'll be focusing on strength or size. Endurance we can talk about in another episode. Now, strength training has many benefits beyond just muscular strength or aesthetics, which is just the way you look. Obviously, those are the two main ones, but there's other benefits that we don't really notice and maybe aren't really talked about enough. So first one, you're going to burn a lot more calories. Second one, you're going to boost your energy and mood. I think those two are pretty common, maybe top benefits as far as what people know. And then the other few lesser known ones are you're going to reduce your anxiety. You're going to improve your sleep. If you have any metabolic conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension, it's going to help improve that as well. And then it's also going to protect your bone health. As we get older, our bones strength and density starts to degenerate. Okay, so we lose our strength in our muscles. So if we incorporate strength training into our sessions and into our training program, we're going to maintain our bone density a lot longer into our later years. All right, so start now and build a foundation so that you don't lose that bone density too quickly as you get older. All right. Again, strength, that's basically the ability to produce maximum force against an external resistance. So squat bar on my back, produce maximum force against that external resistance pushing upwards. All right. And then hypertrophy, that's going to be the growth of muscle tissue and those ultra structural adaptations. So you'll see that size in your muscle tissue grow. All right. Now, what studies have shown between strength and hypertrophy, so hypertrophy is basically going to be size. That's our strength versus size category here. Strength has shown that heavy loads are going to increase your one rep max more than light or moderate loads. Seems pretty obvious, right? And that's true for both upper and lower body exercises. So heavy loads are going to increase your one rep max more than light weights or moderate weights. Now, what they've noticed with hypertrophy, though, is that as long as the volume load is the same, it doesn't really matter how much weight someone's using. Okay, so just as an example, if I'm doing 30-pound dumbbell bicep curls and I do 20 reps, after I'm done with 20, I've accumulated 600 pounds of lifting or of curling. I've curled 600 pounds over that 20 rep count. All right, now if my workout partner next to me, 30 pounds is too heavy for him and he can't do 20 reps to get the 600 pounds, maybe he can do 20 pounds, 30 reps. Okay, so the weight isn't as important as the final volume load that you've done. So at the end of the day, I've curled 30 pounds, he's curled 20, but we've combined 600 pounds each. Right, so the volume load ends up being the same even though we use different weights. Okay, so a little bit different maybe than what we're used to or what we've heard as far as how to increase muscle size, that you only have to lift heavy. That's starting to be proven and shown that that's not the only way to do it. Okay, and again, there are going to be some people who, when training with heavier weights, they're going to see muscle gain, right, more than lighter loads. But if you notice, most of these people will have probably never trained before or have not trained in a long time. So whenever that happens, like, we all see it, right? You work out or diet for 1 week and you drop like 5-10 pounds. It's going to happen right away, of course. But over the long term, that's not what's proven to increase muscle mass, all right? And that also has to do with, like, different fitness levels, right? So, again, someone who's new to the weight room will almost always build more muscle than someone who's been lifting consistently. So if I'm in the gym for the last year, 3 times a week, every month, haven't missed a day, and then there's someone who just started lifting 2 weeks ago, same thing, 3 days a week, doesn't miss a day, he's going to build more muscle in the same amount of time that I'm working out. So if, you know, we're both working out for a month, but I've been working out for a year, he's only been working out for a month before that, he's going to see gains a lot quicker than I will, all right? And that's true for anyone who's even stopped training from injury or off season or anything like that. What's going to happen is you have a baseline right now. And if you stop training, you're going to have a new baseline, which is, you know, further down the line of where you were. So in order for you to get back to there, you're going to have those muscle adaptations again. So you're going to see results again. Your body's going to respond better. But once we get to that baseline again, that's when we have to make an adjustment in our training program. All right. And this also applies to strength gains, not just size gains, right? Beginners are going to increase their strength rapidly because their muscles are going to learn to coordinate movements and recruit new motor units that they probably never used before. So strength is going to build up in certain areas that has previously been untrained, right? Or just ignored in a sense. And just as an example, like, I get a lot of clients who will come to me a couple days after training and be like, yo man, like, I'm sore in places I've never been sore before. Like, I didn't even know that I could be sore in that area, right? And that's what strength training is. It's recruiting new muscle units that need to be used. We just haven't used them for a very long time. And that has to do with our lifestyles. A lot of us, most of us, sit at an office job. Now we probably sit at home. So a lot of those muscles don't get used. So we have to train them to strengthen them, all right? One thing I'll point out on these studies is that the workout programs, the training programs, were about 8 to 12 weeks long, right? So you're definitely going to see changes with a new program in 8 to 12 weeks, in those 2 to 3 months, right? And for someone who's been lifting for a long time, what you're going to want to do is switch up your program every 8 to 12 weeks, right? Because a new program is going to show new strength and new muscle development as well. Okay, so don't let your body stagnate by doing the same program month after month after month. You need to switch it up, right? Because the longer a program goes, the harder the gains are going to become. We've all heard of a plateau, right? We have to throw something new at our body in order to see different and newer adaptations. Okay, so what does this mean for you as the weekend warrior, the performance athlete, the general training client? There's three things that this means. One, training to failure doesn't seem to make a difference. All right, I know we've all seen like pictures or videos of someone with like 100 million pounds on a bar, or they're lifting something really heavy and their face is red, their teeth are gritting, they've got veins popping out of their heads, and yeah, I guess veins popping out of their eyes maybe. Maybe a little saliva, or just that crazy, like, pushing as much strength and power as possible. And when we see that, we think, man, that's how you need to train in order to gain muscle and strength, right? No, absolutely not. Okay, that's not the only way to get a result. And that's not to say that you don't need effort and energy and a push, right, to squeeze out every possible rep. But we've seen that that doesn't really significantly improve any outcome. Okay, so again, you want to put maximum effort and energy into your lifts, into your movements. But what I will suggest, and what I tell my clients, that instead of pushing to muscle failure, instead of pushing till you can't lift anymore, I'd rather you push to technical failure, right? So instead of pushing till you can't push that weight no more, I would say push until you can't push it properly. Okay, I'd rather you squat 50 pounds for 10 proper form and good technique than do 150 for 5 reps with crap form where you can possibly get hurt or injure yourself. You're better off finishing with proper form than finishing for the sake of finishing. Okay, quality over quantity. I want quality reps versus just doing them because I'm almost there, I'm almost there, I'm almost to failure. No, proper form, always. And if you get to a point where you're losing proper form and you still have a few reps left, lighten the weight. Go 10 pounds lighter, 15 pounds lighter, and finish with proper form. Okay? The second thing that you need to consider, how light is too light when it comes to weight training? And that's really hard to say because there's not a lot of studies that show the effectiveness of using lower loads when it comes to strength training. There has been some studies that show that they can build muscle just as well as heavy loads, as long as the volume is the same. Again, we're talking about that overall volume. Then yes, you'll see some differences. However, the thing about doing lower loads with training is that it gets a lot more tedious to get enough reps in to actually build any muscle. And for most people, that just gets boring and frustrating, and you just don't want to do it anymore. Right? If I tell you to do, 5 or 10 pound curls, that sounds awesome. I can do 10 pound curls for 3 sets. Okay, but I need you to do 100 in each set. 3 sets of 100 at 5 or 10 pounds, or can I just do 30 pound curls, 12 to 15 reps for 3 sets? Yeah, it's a lot heavier and probably gonna fatigue me a little more, but I'm gonna get more of a benefit out of it, and I'm not gonna be as bored. Right? I can't see myself sitting there doing 300 bicep curls. That just, I'll get bored. If I get bored, I guarantee you will get bored. Okay, so yes, light loads work, but take into consideration how some of your training may not be as, I guess, entertaining. It's the word entertaining for me, maybe not for you. But you get the idea, right? You don't want to be hating the workout and just wishing it was over just because you have to do more reps. All right? If you can minimize the rep and then still increase the load, do that. All right? And if you are going to do light loads, the most beneficial light load is going to be body weight movements. All right? First, there's less risk of injury. And second, your body's already capable of moving you. It just needs to be trained for it, right? Push-ups are hard if you've never done them before, but your body is capable of pushing your body off the ground. Okay, your arms and your chest and your shoulders are able to withstand your body weight load. That's just physiology. We just have to train for it, okay? So bottom line with this, when it comes to low loads, medium loads, heavy loads, moderate body weight, do what's comfortable for you. If body weight training is fun for you and you don't get bored, and light loads, higher volume is fine, then continue. And if you're getting the results you want, then do that. Okay, you don't have to do every little thing here that's suggested or given, right? You have to do what's right for you. If you're okay doing 100 bicep curls for 3 sets, by all means, please do that, all right? There's nothing wrong with doing what works for you and what works for your body, because at the end of the day, you're the one who feels everything and you're the one who goes through everything. No one on the outside is going to tell you how you should feel about your workouts, all right? And then the last thing that you can take with you and see how maybe you're already doing things right. Our training culture, our traditional gym culture has done a pretty good job of sticking to similar type workouts, right? For what I've seen and from what we see in the gyms and workout videos and working out with friends or classes and things like that, most training is done in that hypertrophy range, that 8 to 15 rep range, with that 60 to 80% of your one rep max. So we're not going super heavy. We're stopping at about 15, maybe 16 reps, right? We're not doing the 20, 25 reps. 8 to 15, 8 to 12, nice, good pump, good form, all right? And what you're going to see with strength training and even with moderate weights, you're going to see that you're going to be able to increase or maintain your strength. You're going to increase or maintain your muscle mass. If you're in any sort of sports or recreational activities like hiking, biking, swimming, running, things like that, you'll also enhance and maintain your performance. Okay? So when you're doing these sessions with loads, low loads, body weight loads, what you want to do is that you want it to be long enough to feel as if you've gotten a good workout, but not so long that you get frustrated or bored. All right, that's the last thing you want to do, is get bored with your workout, get frustrated with your workout, because then you're just going to not do it anymore. Right? When we're bored with something, we're frustrated, we just shelve it, leave it, and not come back to it. Okay? And then one thing you'll also realize when you start training with weights is that you're just going to feel stronger. It's just a natural byproduct of working out with resistance weights or resistance bands or weights or things like that with an external load. Your muscles are going to feel the pump. You're going to feel stronger over time, and your confidence is going to grow, because when you're able to move heavy shit, you feel pretty strong. You feel pretty confident. All right, so lift weights not only for your physical health, but also for your mental and emotional health. Now look, I know that training with weights is probably not going to be everyone's first choice. And I totally get that, and I totally respect it as well. But what I hope you realize is that even with light or moderate weights or body weight, you're still going to have significant benefits to your physical health and to your overall your physical being, right? You're just going to be stronger overall. And it's not about being strong to look big and be able to lift heavy things. It's just strength in general, because our everyday lives, we have to move stuff around too, right? We open a door, we carry groceries, we go up and down the stairs. If we have kids, we pick up our kids off the floor. Things like that that we don't realize sometimes. But training not just for aesthetics and just to feel good is beneficial in your general life, all right? Because we may not all have goals of increasing muscle or getting stronger or losing weight or, you know, changing our body composition, but what we can do is all reap the same benefits in terms of higher energy, more calorie burn, better sleep quality, better mental health. I don't think I've come across anyone who feels crappier after working out. Right? If you're in a bad mood and you go into a workout, you're going to come out feeling better. It's just a natural high. The endorphins are just going to give you a natural feeling of joy. All right? It's going to help reduce your anxiety too. And Like I mentioned earlier, if you have some metabolic issues like diabetes, hypertension, high blood pressure, strength training will help you there too. It'll help reduce some of those symptoms, all right, along with proper nutrition. All right, look, I for one love strength training. All right, I'll choose it over cardio any day. And if you know me personally, you know that is a fact, okay? The great thing about strength training is that you can mix it up, right? There's so many tools out there that you can use that you don't have to feel like you're just doing traditional workouts, right? You got kettlebells, there's dumbbells, resistance bands. If you're lucky enough and you have a gym, you can do barbells and free weights with the plates and things like that. There's suspension trainers. You're probably more familiar with, it's called those TRX suspension trainers, the straps. Those are great for beginners, for someone coming off rehab, or if you don't have a lot of equipment or space in your house. Body weight, right? There's your moderate to light load. All right, and you can mix all those things up and mix and match with different types of equipment so that you don't get bored. All right, you can always, in a sense, make it entertaining, right? Give yourself something different so that you can keep that energy to go back to it each and every day. All right. So next time you're getting for a workout, consider adding external resistance, bands, dumbbells, free weights, anything, so that you can start to see different results and most likely better results. Well, everybody, that's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will never, ever not thank you enough for listening and for supporting me. All right, so please don't forget to share this with friends and family. Subscribe to the channel so you always get an alert. And if you can leave me a review, that'd be super helpful. I don't know what you guys think, so at least I can see what you guys think. Maybe if you guys have suggestions. And then make sure you're following me on Instagram and Twitter at Coach Adamir. I've been posting workout videos, some cooking videos. I have, motivational quotes and inspiration throughout the week that I post. I'm also doing like a little live mini series, Thoughts from the Sauna. Someone called it what did they say? Inspiration from perspiration. So, tune in. I just, give my 2 cents on whatever I'm thinking about for the day, and I post it live. So, at Coach Adamir, Instagram, Twitter. That way you don't have to wait for the podcast to hear me again, because I know you guys sit there patiently waiting. But anyways, you guys, I look forward to being with you here next time. We're in our mental health week, so I'll be giving some advice, suggestions, encouragement, inspiration that can help get us through anything we're dealing with. All right? So have a great week, you guys. Remember to love yourself and go be the best version of yourself. Bye.